Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Welcome to a mini episode of Switched on Pop. Miniature because only one of us is here today, and that's me, Nate Sloan. Hi, everyone. And I want to address a phenomena that's occurring before our very ears that no one, so far as I know, has addressed. It doesn't have a name as such, but we might call it the final dropout. Everyone is doing it, from Taylor Swift.
And I'll write your name.
To One Republic.
The lessons I've learned.
To One Direction.
Let me kiss you.
To Rihanna.
Music, 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 music.
And many, many more who can't be listed here. And it's the technique of when you reach the final lyric of a song, instead of ending as you might expect most songs to end, certainly classical composers have been ending songs for nigh on a few centuries with the biggest, fullest possible texture, tutti, every instrument sounding at once, announcing, yes, you have definitively reached the end of this song. This technique does something quite the opposite. It reduces the texture to a single voice. The pop star alone in the wilderness, surrounded not by the orchestral forces, but silence.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
For a moment, you're in your car, at work, at the pool, in surgery, wherever you're listening to Swift, Gaga, 1D, and then all of a sudden, it's like you're alone with them. This is a very intimate moment. And why is this happening? Why does Taylor Swift end a song like Trouble with just her voice. One possibility would be that this is a way to convey your personality, your individuality, to give listeners a sense of who you are, ending the song with the most untrammeled version of yourself, your voice alone. But perhaps a slightly more cynical and commercially minded take would be that this is actually a really effective way to move from one song to another on the radio. DJs must love this final dropout because when they get to the end of the song, all they have to do in order to transition to the next song is immediately start playing it. There's no fade outs to deal with. There's no stings, which is the term that refers to an abrupt ending. It's a really seamless way to move from one song to another because you're pivoting on just the voice. And it's not, say, as schizophrenic of a move to shift from the aural assault of a Lady Gaga song to the comfortable ballad of One Republic, for instance. This final dropout provides a bridge to move from one song to the other while still maintaining the identity of each performer. So if we look at it in this way, maybe the final dropout is an example of pop music's form, its very construction, being beholden to the medium in which it is mainly presented, which remains radio for the most part. Though this could also apply to creating a Spotify playlist or Pandora or whatever. Artists and producers might recognize that their songs are rarely heard in a vacuum. They're often heard sandwiched between two other songs, and the more effectively they can place their song in whatever context it's going to and give that song a strong identity all its own, the more people are going to want to listen to it again. So next time you hear a final dropout, first of all, shoot me an email because I want to make a list of every time this has ever happened. And maybe ask yourself, why is this song doing this? Is this an artistic choice? Is this a commercial choice? Or is it a little bit of both? Until next time, I humbly remain your resident musicologist here at Switched on Pop, Nate Sloan. As always, you can check us out on iTunes or at switchedonpop.com or tweet at us at switchedonpop. Oh, and thanks for listening.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Why do you run? Why does anyone?
I always thought that runners loved running, and that's not the case. Most runners hate running, but they choose to do it.
In the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers learns why women runners everywhere are driven to go the distance.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
Team Milk is about fueling women's performance and helping them along their marathon journeys. You can sign up now for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon taking place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16th, 2024. Learn more and register at everywomansmarathon.com.